Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Happy weekend, everybody. Thanks for being here for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. Hope this day is just fine for you, and we'll try to make it that much better with the big bands and the great singers. And coming up today, we're all about laughs. That's right, comedy records, our theme. Yeah, we'll go to the Silly Songs file for the first time since, our special Valentine's Day show. So it's the funny, silly, crazy, and wacky in the spotlight today. And of course, we'll have the countdown, and today we're going back to the first weekend of August in 1937. So that's what's on tap for today, and if you're ready, let's begin.
Seems like old times, being here with you. Being here with you. Being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times, and we begin on the countdown from this weekend, 88 years ago. And we'll be using the chart from the radio program Your Hit Parade, the authority on the most popular songs of the day, back in the day. And coming in at number 10, Stop, You're Breaking My Heart. This is the Russ Morgan Orchestra.
You're breaking my heart. This joke is going too far. Come out wherever you are. How come you like to do me like you do? Stop, you're driving me wild. It's tough to take it and grin. And how you're rubbing it in. Because you know that I'm in love with you. I'm so, you're so. Oh, I don't know, I'm just losing all hope. You're much too much. I'm just about at the end of my rope, so stop upsetting my cart. Look out, I'm starting to burn. The worm will certainly turn if you don't stop. Stop.
Stop. Stop.
Stop, you're breaking my heart.
You're Breaking My Heart, Russ Morgan's Orchestra, with the vocals by Dave Franklin at number 10 on Your Hit Parade. It's the band's fourth top 10 this year, and it's at its peak at number 10. We are looking back 88 years on today's Seems Like Old Times, when the President of the United States is Franklin Roosevelt. In his second term, his Vice President, John Garner, and the population's just under 129 million. Well, we still have about another month till the kids go back to school, so another month of vacation time. And many Americans getting away are discovering and making use of the National Forest this summer. Many sites have been improved by the work of the Civilian Conservation Corps. Folks in the western part of the country can head to San Francisco and check out the brand new Golden Gate Bridge. The opening day for traffic was May 27th. At 8,981 feet, it's the longest suspension bridge in the world. And if you're in the eastern part of the country and looking for something unique, or maybe you're going to Mammoth Cave National Park, you might want to stay at the Wigwam Village in Cave City, Kentucky. It's on US 31 West. The village consists of 15 wigwams used as guest rooms and one very large concrete and steel wigwam that's a restaurant. All 15 wigwams are arranged in a semicircle around a common area. And by the way, the Wigwam Village is still open today. There's also one still operating in Holbrook, Arizona, and one sitting right on the border of Rialto and San Bernardino, California. Well, let's get back to the countdown this weekend in 37, and song number 9 is Gone with the Wind, and it's the chart debut for Horace Height. The very first hit record for Horace Height and his musical nights, and it went to number one on Billboard, Gone with the Wind. Larry Cotton handled the vocals for the band that started growing in popularity last year with a regular national radio broadcast from the Drake Theater in Chicago. Well, let's see what else is going on here in our spotlight year of 1937. In politics, President Roosevelt stirred up a hornet's nest earlier this year when he proposed adding more justices to the Supreme Court. Congress overwhelmingly said no to the court packing scheme. And with the defeat of the court proposal, many on Capitol Hill are urging for an adjournment from hot and humid D.C. But administration forces are bent on keeping Congress in session long enough to pass a few major New Deal measures. The president wants votes on wages and housing, another revised judiciary bill, tax loopholes, and a sugar quota. And a majority of Americans feel that Congress should stay there and finish up. More polling in this weekend's newspaper. Public opinion shows no widespread support for returning to Prohibition. Two-thirds say another round, barkeep. Americans overwhelmingly oppose civil service employees' unions. And 87% say they'd be willing to take a free blood test for syphilis, the heretofore unmentionable disease believed to afflict 1 in 10 Americans. Well, there's some news and opinions of Americans here in the summer of 1937. Well, back to the music scene here in this first weekend of August. A bonus record for you. Here's the brand new one from the Duke Ellington Orchestra. Featuring trombonist Juan Tizol, this is Caravan. Thank you. That's Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra, Caravan, which featured the co-composer on valve trombone, Juan Tizol, other soloists, Lawrence Brown on the slide trombone, Barnaby Gard on clarinet, and Cootie Williams on trumpet. The record peaked at number 4 for the 38-year-old Ellington, his second top 10 of the year. Well, it's still summertime. That means it's hot outside. This weekend, the forecast calls for hotter than normal for the Midwest. Now, back on July 5th, Canada recorded its hottest temperature of all time in Yellowgrass, Saskatchewan. It was 113. Whew, that makes me thirsty.
Like everybody else, you appreciate those things which brighten your home. Good music, good company, good food. And don't overlook Coca-Cola. For the pause that refreshes with frosty bottles of ice-cold Coca-Cola from your own refrigerator will brighten the most important part of your home, the people in it. Your guests will respond to Coca-Cola's life and sparkle. Your family will welcome its cheerful, wholesome refreshment. And you yourself will find that, in the midst of household duties, a short pause for the refreshing goodness of an ice-cold bottle of Coca-Cola will help to get work done more easily. A half dozen bottles in your refrigerator is good housekeeping. And you can get 6 bottles of Coca-Cola so conveniently at any time in the 6-bottle carton, which is so easy to carry. Your favorite dealer will supply you.
Well, that was a nice little break. But now back to the music. And back to the countdown. And song number 8 on your hit parade this weekend is the latest by Bing Crosby.
Sweet Leila Lee, heavenly flower, nature fashion roses kiss with dew.
Leila Lee,
and then she placed them in a bower. Was the star of you,
sweet Leila Lee, heavenly flower?
I dreamed of paradise for two,
Leila Lee.
You are my paradise. My dream come true.
Sweet Leilani, heavenly flower,
tropic skies are jealous as they shine.
My sweet Leilani,
I think they're jealous of your blue eyes.
Oh, lovely Leilandia.
Jealous because you're mine.
Sweet Leilani, heavenly flower.
I dreamed of paradise for two.
My sweet Leilandia,
you are my paradise completed.
Oh, lovely Leilandia,
you are my dream come true. Paradise completed.
Oh, lovely Leilandia,
you are my dream come true.
There's Bing Crosby with Lanny McIntyre and his Hawaiians and Sweet Leilani. That hit number 1 on the Billboard charts back in April and stayed there for 10 weeks. But only made it to number 2 on your hit parade. Now, the reason for that is that Billboard was more concentrated on the record, the recording, and how many unit sales. Now, the hit parade is all about the song and how many times it gets played on radio. So if you have a song that's easily recorded by many other orchestras, you'll get a higher ranking on the hit parade. and a tune that's unique and gets identified with a certain performer wouldn't do as well. To wit, Sweet Leilani from Bing Crosby, one of his biggest hits of all time and a multi-million seller. Here in August 1937, as we listen to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we've pulled out the comedy records, and we begin with Stan Freberg.
Day-o, day-o, daylight come and me won't go home.
Man, I'll have to ask you not to shout like that.
Well,
it's like right in my ear, man.
Well, it goes with the song.
Yeah, but don't holler in my ear,
man. Well, it's authentic calypso.
Yeah, but like I stand next to me, man.
Well, the shout go with the bongo drums.
Well, not my bongo drums, man. I mean, move away.
Well, like. I don't see why.
No. Stand over next to the guitar, man.
He sent me over here.
Yeah? Well, then sing soft, man. You know, I mean, like, wow.
Okay. Yeah!
It's too loud, man.
Yeah.
That's better.
He's a day, 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 oh, daylight come and me won't go home.
Yeah, man.
Who work all night and a drink of rum.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Stock banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Lift 6 foot,
hold
7
it,
foot, 8
hold
foot,
it, man.
Punch.
Too loud, man, too loud.
6 foot, 7 foot,
hold it,
foot,
man.
Eight
hold it, hold
foot,
it, man.
Punch.
My ears, like my ears. No, hold it, man. It's too shrill, man, it's too piercing.
Oh, well, I don't see why.
No, it's too piercing, man, it's too piercing.
Well, I got to do the shout.
No, man, it's too piercing, like I don't dig loud noises.
Well, you ruined the whole
piercing
record is what you do.
Yeah, well, tough, I'll take my bongos and go, man, because the whole thing is like bugging me anyhow.
Yeah, well, wait a minute, I won't shout.
No, I'm cutting, man, like I didn't want to make this gig in the first place.
No, wait a minute, I'll be soft.
Yeah, well, then back off from me, man, it's too piercing.
Okay. How's this?
Too loud, man.
Okay.
Too loud, man. I can still hear you. Would you mind leaving the room?
Okay.
Crazy.
Daylight come and me won't go home. Daylight come and me won't go home. A beautiful bunch of ripe banana.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight, oh man, don't sing about spiders. I mean, ooh, well, like I don't dig spiders.
Well, that's how the song goes. Seagulls. Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
Is that it? Can I leave now?
Oh, not yet. We got a big finish. Hey.
Yeah, man.
I locked myself out.
Crazy.
I come through the window.
Daylight come and me won't go home.
There's Stan Freberg and his parody of Banana Boat. Stan was the singer, and the bongo-playing beatnik was Peter Leeds. That was a top 25 hit in 1957 for Freberg with the backing of the Billy May Orchestra. Well, next up, a novelty number from the movies. Here's Betty Hutton.
I used my silver spoon at birth for throwing meatballs at my nurse. And much to my regret, I can't mingle with the social set. I used the wrong fork at the Stork of New York. My manners ain't fit for a goop. I'm just a square in the social circle. Who put that fly in my suit? I'd rather go out with a lout to a bout than sleep in a symphony hall. I'm just a square in the social circle. Who knocked my gum off that wall? Butter. I want to start pitching a curve with the silly old blighter on a first nighter. I feel like a pickled hors d'oeuvre, no verb. Yeah, you've simply got to come to my daughter's coming out. Her daughter is a Frankenstein, a Dracula, and mink. When she comes out, each stag will shout, good sucks, I need a drink. I've dined and clubbed, I've elbow rubbed from Yonkers to Cheyenne. Fool to you, but take your blue blood and stick it in your fountain pen. I want to brush all the plush and the gush. I'd rather get left than be right. I'm just a square in the social circle. Anyone here want to fight? An enemy fits with the wits of the Ritz. I'd rather relax on a stool. I'm just a square in the social circle. Anyone want to shoot pool? When a cookie with cabbage gets too savage, I wrestle him 3 out of 4. I would rather a sailor hop in my trailer and show me his nautical lore. Why, sure, a ladies in frills only fill me with chills. They're soft as a ball of chenille. I'm just a square in the social circle. I got a muscle of steel. Anyone here wanna feel? I'm as square as a pear in a boat and their fancy silk won't stay on. I'm designed for rayon, but I just don't seem to care. I'm a square.
A square in the social circle. Betty Hutton sang that in the 1945 film The Stork Club. And that was her commercial recording with the Paul Weston Orchestra. Today we're playing laugh tracks, if you will. And here's a fun one from the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra, Annie's Cousin Fanny.
Bring a friend for Fanny, meet us at 8. They drove out in the woods where they could be alone, and Annie's cousin Fanny is still walking home.
I like for Fanny, I go for Fanny, Annie's cousin Fanny is a gal for me.
Annie and Fanny were friends long ago, and everywhere that Annie went, Fanny would go. But Annie's boyfriend Harvey said give us a break. They tried to shake Fanny, but Fanny wouldn't shake.
Oh, we couldn't shake a Fanny, couldn't shake a Fanny, couldn't shake a Fanny, she'd go too.
Here's the thing that Fanny did, we'll give you a laugh. Fanny built a house, but it didn't have a bath. So Annie called around one day, and she said to Fanny, that's a very funny house, my dear, it's so uncanny.
I like for Fanny, I go for Fanny, Annie's cousin Fanny is a gal for me.
Annie's cousin Fanny is a sweetie of mine. She stays at home and waits for me all the time. You may know some girls named Annie that are divine, but you never saw a Fanny half as pretty as mine.
Annie's cousin Fanny is a sweetie of mine.
Oh, something cheeky from the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. From 1934, Annie's Cousin Fanny. And the solo vocalists were Tommy Dorsey, followed by the band's girl singer, Kay Weber. Then it was Don Madison, Skeets Herford, and then the songwriter, Glenn Miller. Boy, that band had some talent. Not only Tommy and Jimmy and Miller and Herford, but Bunny Berrigan played trumpet along with Manny Klein. And on the violin, Joe Venuti. An old record that we're chuckling along to on today's Seems Like Old Times. We're back on Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff. Today, we've returned to the first weekend of August in 1937. And over the radio airwaves, some brand new soap operas that would run for a long time. On Jenny's Real Life Stories and The Guiding Light debuted back in January. And Our Gal Sunday began in late March. And also earlier this year began the feud, quote-unquote, between Jack Benny and Fred Allen. Well, shows that run multiple times per week are Uncle Ezra, The Lone Ranger, Amos and Andy, and Lum and Abner. Saturday night is Music Night, the National Barn Dance, Your Hit Parade, and plenty of big band remotes. On Thursday nights, there's Rudy Valley, Major Bowes, and The March of Time. On Wednesday, there's another Your Hit Parade, along with Gangbusters. Tuesday night's an interesting show, Husbands and Wives, a marital discussion program that sometimes turns into a three-ring circus. And on Monday night, there's The Hour of Charm, The Carnation Contented Hour, Burns and Allen, and Fibber McGee and Molly. And this summer, the McGees were in Hollywood making a movie.
I wish we'd have gone to a hotel in the first place, and I'd feel more at home.
What do you mean you'd feel more at home?
Well, I used to be an old hotel man myself.
When was this?
Had the finest hostelry in Hartford. Hotel McGee, I was known as in them days. Hotel McGee, the happy-hearted host, haughty with high hats, hospitable to honeymooners, and how to super up for a hotel hombres from Hartford to Hollywood. Never forget one time I was manager of a hotel in Peoria. We had a guy in room 1896 that wouldn't pay his bill. So one night, what does I do? But I keep all the other guests out of the hotel, and I throws a lighted newspaper over this mug's transom, and I hollered, fire.
Heavenly days. Didn't it burn down the hotel?
No. Nope. He grabbed up the flaming paper, put the fire out with it, and started reading it. Well, sir, on page 5, he read the racing news, put $5 on a long shot, and the next day he bought the hotel.
Jim and Marion Jordan as Fibber McGee and Molly. Their season began in late June, and they're heard every Monday night throughout the summer of 1937. And back on the countdown this week, here's the first of three we'll hear from Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. At number 7, I Know Now.
I know now.
Know Now, a song from the motion picture The Singing Marine, performed in that flick by Dick Powell. But a commercial hit for Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians. With vocals by Brother Carmen, I Know Now was at number 7 on your hit parade. It would climb to number 2. Now Lombardo and the boys also had a hit with song number 6, but the bigger version was done by Gus Arnheim. This is So Rare.
That I give you so rare. This is a heaven on earth we share, caring the way we care. Ours is a love so rare.
Gus Arnheim's orchestra featuring Jimmy Farrell on the vocals, and also in the band Irving Fazola on clarinet and Stan Kenton on piano. That was a number 2 record for the 40-year-old Arnheim, who was born in Philadelphia, but moved to L.A. and had a stint at the Coconut Grove. And it was his band that backed up Bing Crosby during his early years. And So Rare was the first top 10 record for Arnheim since 1933. Well, here's another bonus tune from this week, in 1937, where this summer the kids are swinging. That's because of bands like the Jimmy Lunsford Orchestra. This is for dancers only. Thank you. Jimmy Lunsford Orchestra for Dancers Only, composed and arranged by trumpeter Cy Oliver. It peaked at number 7 here in the summer of 1937, the third top 10 of the year for the Lunsford Band, and the 6th all-time for the 35-year-old born in Fulton, Mississippi. And remembered today on Seems Like Old Times. On today's Seems Like Old Times, comedy is the name of the game, and the show just wouldn't be complete without Merv Griffin and the Freddie Martin Orchestra.
Down at an English fair, one evening I was there, when I heard a showman shouting underneath the flare,
"I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts, there they are standing in a row. Big ones, small ones, some as big as your head. Give them a twist, a flick of the wrist, that's what the showman said. I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts, every ball you throw will make me rich. There stands me wife, the idol of me life, singing roly ball, a ball, a penny, a pitch.
Singing roly ball, a ball, a penny, a pitch. Singing roly ball, a ball, a penny, a pitch.
Roly ball, a ball, roly ball, a ball, singing roly ball, a ball, a penny, a pitch.
Give them a twist, a flick of the wrist, that's what the showman said.
Now that I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts, every ball you throw will make me rich.
Have a banana.
There stands me wife, the idol of me life, singing roly poly ball, a penny, a pitch. All together now.
Sing you roll a ball, a ball, a penny, a pitch.
Harmony.
Sing you roll a ball, a ball, a penny, a pitch.
Roly poly ball.
Roll a ball, a ball.
Sing and roll a ball, a ball, a penny, a pitch. Sing and roll a ball, a ball, a penny, a pitch.
My name is Mr. Bloom and I'm from New Rochelle, and I sing this happy tune because my son, the astronaut, young Harvey Bloom, has landed on the moon. My wife and I, we miss our little Harvey so, back here in New Rochelle, that every single night in the pale moonlight, we walk out on the patio and yell, shine on Harvey Bloom. Up in the sky, you have been in orbit since January, February, June, and July. Don't come back too soon. We rented out your room. So shine on Harvey Bloom. Up there on the moon, we'll miss you on the holidays. This year they're coming later. We hope you have a very lovely Seder in your crater. Your mama sent the astronauts some chicken soup at school. They're using it instead of rocket fuel. If you like outer space, you ought to see your sister Janet. She came in with a hairdo that is from another planet. Your girlfriend surely misses you. The Air Force says she had a temper tantrum on the launching pad.
Shine on, Harvey.
sky. Under separate cover, I'm sending you some pickles and a corned beef on rye. You brought Bromo Seltzer with you, I presume.
So Diamond Harvey Bloom.
Harvey Bloom is on the moon. Oh, yeah.
Here's Alan Sherman from his 1964 album For Swingin' Livers Only and Shine On Harvey Bloom. And from 1949, a million-selling record for Freddie Martin with Merv Griffin, I've Got a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts. Well, here's a man who entertained adults and children alike with his writings and drawings. A medley from Shel Silverstein.
Oh, the slithery dee has crawled out of the sea. He may catch all the others, but he won't catch me. No, you won't catch me, old slithery D. You may catch all the others, but you won't.
Oh, I'm being eaten by a boa constrictor. A boa constrictor. A boa constrictor. I'm being eaten by a boa constrictor, and I don't like it one bit. Well, what do you know? It's nibbling my toe. Oh, gee. It's up to my knee. Oh, my. It's up to my thigh. Oh, fiddle. It's up to my middle. Oh, heck. It's up to my neck. Oh, dread. It's up to my...
I cannot go to school today, said little Peggy Ann McKay. I have the measles and the mumps, a gash, a rash, and purple bumps. My mouth is wet, my throat is dry. I'm going blind in my right eye. My tonsils are as big as rocks. I've counted 16 chicken pox, and there's one more. That's 17. And don't you think my face looks green? My leg is cut, my eyes are blue. It might be instamatic flu. I cough and sneeze and gasp and choke. I'm sure my left leg is broke. My hip hurts when I move my chin. My belly button caving in. My back is wrenched. My ankle sprained. My appendix pains each time it rains. My nose is cold. My toes are numb. I have a sliver in my thumb. My neck is stiff. My spine is weak. I hardly whisper when I speak. My tongue is filling up my mouth. I think my hair is falling out. My elbows bent. My spine ain't straight. My temperature is 108. My brain is shrunk. I cannot hear. There is a hole inside my ear. I have a hangnail. And my Hardies.
What? What's that? What's that you say?
You say today is Saturday? Goodbye. I'm going out to play.
All the DJs keep complaining. Tunes run much too long. So I've gone and wrote myself 26 second song.
18 luscious, scrumptious flavors, chocolate, lime, and cherry. Coffee, pumpkin, fudge, banana, caramel, cream, and boysenberry. Rocky road, toasted almond, butterscotch, vanilla dip, butter, brittle, apple, ripple, coconut, and mocha chip, brandy, peach, and lemon custard. Each scoop lovely, smooth, and round. Tallest ice cream cone in town. Lying there on the ground.
A silly medley from Shel Silverstein closing out the first hour of Seems Like Old Times. My friends, be sure to check out the show website. It's oldtimesradio.com. You'll find our list of affiliates there, best group of stations in the world, our show schedule, and of course the Listen Now page, where you can hear previous shows on demand from your desktop and your mobile device. Follow Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and Twitter, and the email address, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com. Well, that takes us to the halftime break. We'll see you on the other side with more comedy records and more of the hits from this week in 1937 on Seems Like Old Times.